Welcome to the DataStack Show Shop Talk. This is a new format where we just go off the cuff and talk about a topic that is of particular interest to either Costas or me. We plan to have guests, so this will be a lot more informal. And to that end, I picked the topic for this Shop Talk episode, our very first one, and Costas doesn't even know what it is. So this is his first time hearing about it, which I'm really excited about. So Brooks can obviously figure out the title, but this is my thought and what I wanted to get your take on, Costas. And it relates to data engineers or data professionals also needing to be politicians within their company. And I will give a very concrete example of what I mean by that. Okay. So recently at Rudderstack, we implemented this new tool. Okay. That is like a, whatever, some sort of engagement tool on the marketing side. It's always the marketers, right? And
always
the marketers. Always. And it's a really cool tool and, you know, whatever, to help drive conversion, blah, 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 right? And so there's a big appetite in the company to like roll this thing out fairly quickly and try it and sort of prove it out, like whether it works. And so as far in that process, to optimize for velocity, which you have to do in startups, you forego like some data tracking, right? Like, let's get this thing rolled out. And you know, we have a tracking plan and we have like actually a very sophisticated, like very clean, like nice data set, right? And then of course the thing starts to work really well. And so marketers and other people start to ask questions like, oh, that's interesting. Why I'm a blah, right? But like you sort of, you sidestep the tracking process in order to optimize for velocity. Then you have to go back and pay technical debt in order to, you know, track everything and like join this partition, blah, 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 right? Kind of a tale as old as time in terms of companies. But what really made, like that process got me thinking, like, this is just an inevitable part, especially in startups of like rolling out tools and trying to wrangle data or whatever. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that that dynamic is, it sounds funny, but it's sort of inherently political, right? Like you have to navigate as someone who like wants to do comprehensive data tracking or, you know, whatever, you actually have to navigate a lot of different parts of the organization in order to build consensus around like the discipline of that, if that makes sense. So anyways, that topic's been on my mind and I'm interested in your opinion of like, what, that's inevitable, but like, what is that? What's your experience that inside of organizations? Like, is it even the responsibility of the data team to sort of, let's say like do police and politics, if that makes sense, around like that dynamic? Right. And of course, as organizations grow, like the problems become more severe with like larger data sets and all that sort of stuff. So,
I mean, I don't think that what you're describing is something that applies only to data engineers, to be honest. I think it applies like to pretty much like everyone in the company. And I think it has a lot to do with the difference between like a company that is a startup and a company that is transitioning into becoming like a real company. And I'm pretty sure that like, if you pay attention, like you will see like similar behaviors and like similar questions or like dilemmas, like also like in marketing or like in sales or like how, like it's always like this kind of like trade-off between like velocity and process and how like you compensate for the lack or like the difficulty of communicating. And that's, I think, like, it's a continuous struggle, like, with organizations in general, right? Like, I don't think that it ever, like, goes away. Now,
well, I'm gonna back on you just a little bit. Like, so I agree with you. I agree with you in that same dynamics happens within different organizations. But the reason I was thinking about it so much was that for the data team, generally, their purview over data also impacts those downstreams, right? So like the, like I agree that that dynamic happens, you know, whatever that happens in sales or like that happens within marketing or whatever, right? That if you have a company that's at least trying to be data driven, the impact of the data team, like not having purview over that stuff actually impacts multiple. So my position is that it's a different problem than that happening in a siloed sense within like a particular organization like marketing.
Yeah, but like, okay, how many companies at the stage or like the maturity of frontiers that have like a data?
Not very many. I mean, technically we don't. It's like an invalid team.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that like the team at Thrunderstack like cares about that stuff or like has the luxury to care about that stuff is because of the nature of the company itself and the product itself, right? It's like you're building a product that is solving or is part of like the problem that you are discussing, right? So you face it and you start thinking of it like much, much earlier than other companies. Like, well, what companies at that stage probably don't even have like a data engineer. Like, it's...
But don't you think that it this... I agree with you, but don't, like, this is a problem that I've seen happen at companies of like much larger sizes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I think that's where you start like seeing these problems, like larger companies. And the question, I mean, let me ask you a question. What is the responsibility of the data engineering team in, let's say, a big company? Let's say, I don't know, like a public company that is B2C and it has like a ton of data and they are very like data driven, or they even have like products around data, like they do ML and like whatever. So what do you think is like the responsibility of the data engineering, not the rest? Because data teams can be like many different things, right? Like, but we're talking about data engineers.
Yeah. That makes me want to return to the original question I asked, because I think my intention was probably more to pick your brain on like the person like responsible for all of that. But in that context, actually, I don't think the data engineering team, that's a good question. I mean, I don't think the data engineering team would necessarily be involved in that decision-making process, right? Around like the implementation of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't think so either. I think the data engineering team has an infrastructure that they need like to take care of.
Yep.
And they need to make sure that whatever pipelines run there, they run. And the data that for whatever reason is delivered through like these pipelines is correct. Okay. But I don't think that they, like the data engineering team, can go like much farther than that in terms of like responsibility, right? That's where you start getting into like who is at the end the consumer of the data and who's going to benefit from this data. So like, let's say it's like the marketing manager, like the product manager, like these are the people at the end who will be like, okay, why we don't have this data? Well, we need it and how we can get it and why we didn't, let's say, do that like from the beginning, right? And when we started like designing this service or this product or whatever.
Well, so let's dig a step deeper in the context that you're talking about, because I think that gets closer to the tension behind the question, which is especially in a larger organization, like one team does something in order to optimize towards whatever their goal is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, because I'm in marketing, we'll name steps. Your smile is priceless. So sales does something or implements something with good intent because they're trying to optimize towards your goal, right? Having more revenue than it is, right?
Yeah.
But what they do create the byproduct of that is a data problem for marketing, say, right? It's just like, okay, well, now marketing's data set is complete because they don't have whatever new like data, right? That the sales team is producing through something new, right? Ends up, which again, like, is an inevitable problem. And I think your point is really well made. Like, probably that description of Rudderstack probably over indexes for like maturity because of the nature of what we do and like the team we are or whatever. So the question is not like, what do you do in that situation? Or, I mean, that's inevitable, right? And like, there are ways to solve that. But I guess more the heart of the question was, do you think that there is someone in a data focused role who should be the arbiter of all of that centrally in the organization? I understand you're worried about data engineering, but I think part of the problem is that if sales is optimizing towards what they need to do,
mm-hmm.
they shouldn't be thinking about the larger like data layer and infrastructure, right? But mm-hmm. because of that, they can't know that there's going to be like, they're going to blow stuff up downstream, right?
Yeah.
And then just because of the nature, I mean, I don't know, there's tools for the on stuff, right? Just, if you think about it, like there's not like a pull request for implementing a new sales thing that creates data, right? Like in the context of software, like they'll just do it or plug it into Salesforce or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, at the end, I think it's like more of like a product problem, what you're describing. And I don't think that has to do necessarily like with data roles. And I'll tell you what I mean. Like someone who's like dealing with data, let's take an analyst. Let's say you as a like a marketing leader, you have an analyst that works with you to make sure that you have all the insights that you need.
Yeah. And like a lot of times analysts are like, it can be a centralized function, right?
Yeah. But let's assume that like you as Eric, you have, I don't know, like someone there, like a data minion that's, they just like,
you feel very informed.
You are very important. But like the minion exists to answer all the questions that you have, right? With the assumption that these questions can be answered using data. Okay. Now, I don't think that like this person can beforehand, right, know what, first of all, what questions you have or you might have and what data is going to be needed for that. And that's why I'm saying that this is like more of like a product problem, because think of whatever function you like, whatever you're trying like to build as marketing or as sales, as a product, right? Like at the end, why do you need data? Because the reason that you need data is to figure out the success of what you have implemented, right? Like that's why you need analytics there. And the impact that whatever you build has like in the business. So it's your responsibility as the stakeholder, like as the customer, okay, to sit down with whoever is going like to build that and figure out how you can measure the success of whatever you are doing. And from there, figure out what data is needed.
Yep.
And build the infrastructure for that. But this is not something that, let's say, the data role or like can do for you in a vacuum, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you are asking too much. Like it's like, what do you expect from your minion? Like the minion cannot like a genie come out and just answer like.
Well, part of the reason, and this is why I like.
No. You know what you're doing right now? You do exactly what sales do to marketing. When something goes wrong, sales will be, where are my leads? Right? And then you go to the data person and you're like, where are my insights? So
I thought I was the one who was supposed to get insights from the data.
That's what I'm saying. Like you can't like be, just, the problem always starts from sales. These are the bad guys always, right?
No, I mean, that is a valid point. Maybe it is. Number one, I think it's a really helpful to think about the various teams as producing producing products, right? Like that's really, really helpful. Online data as a key input to that. And maybe it's idealistic, but why can't there be someone who has a team agnostic? Like it doesn't have to be data engineering or analyst or whatever. But, and I think to some extent, like ops roles can do this type of thing, even though those also tend to be segregated, right? Like, you know, revenue ops generally tends to like support the sales organization heavily, marketing as like marketing engineers and marketing. But it's compelling to me, the idea of like an individual or a team that has purview over those things to avoid the pain of like having to go back and pay technical debt in the product that you're delivering on marketing because of a decision that sales made, because they don't know that what they're doing creates input problem for the product that marketing is building. Am I just an idealistic person, Costas?
No, sorry, but like my instinctive reaction is like, you're not idealistic. You probably have daddy issues because you're looking like for a daddy who's going like to solve the problems for you. Like, no, like you don't need someone like who's going like to do that. Like you have to be aware of like how you can succeed in what you're doing and make sure that like you know that like data can help you with that. So you can create the requirements that then these data folks can execute for you, right? Like nobody knows the context or the problem or like what is at stake better than you, right? And here, like, and that's the difference like between a customer and like building products for like real customers and for internal stakeholders, right? The difference is that it's like you as the stakeholder, you should be much more engaged and you should be much more proactive in like giving the right, how'd say that, like the right information for the people who are going to execute to build the infrastructure and everything that is needed around that to help you succeed at the end, right? It's for your best interest and like you should drive that. That's the difference like between going like to an arbitrary, like building a product like to go and sell it, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to turn this back on you again to try to return to my original. Sorry. When you have daddy issues, this is the type of thing you do. This is why our relationship is difficult. So you're saying that it's not a centralized data professional that needs to be the politician. It's actually the person in the downstream team who has a vested interest in delivering their product that needs to be the politician and have politics with all the other functional leads.
Yeah. You have to be an adult and not need the barrier like to take care of you. Like that's, yeah. Like
politician are two different categories, but I like how you're putting a sharp point on it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, at the end, like...
Hate politicking inside the org. That's
yeah. I mean, jokes aside, at the end, like, you can't build, let's say, any strategy around data without, like, the stakeholders truly believing that, like, these data are going to help in whatever they are doing, right? It might be like marketing campaign, it might be sales campaign, it can be a product. If me as, let's say, a product manager do not believe that like having data is going to help me succeed, like you cannot force like the implementation of that stuff, right? So that's what I'm trying to say, that you can't have just someone who's going to, let's say, enforce a company to be data driven. You need like every individual who is like responsible of creating initiatives to believe that using data to optimize and build these initiatives is like a good thing. And it's not always a good thing, right? Like it's not always that that data cannot solve everything.
Yeah. Would you describe that as maybe like a human data mesh?
I mean, I think that data mesh is an organizational thing, not a technology thing. That's what the evangelists of data mesh say, right? So, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think it, again, it has to do a lot like with the problem you're trying to solve and the, like how, like, and educating the people in the value of like using data to solve the problems. And again, not always data can help, right? Like, that's something that I think we all need to keep in mind. And it's one, like, it's a very, I think, like a very standard example of this is you're a B2B company. You start having your first signups and you're like, oh yeah, like I'm going to instrument like the signup page because this is going to give me like crazy insights. And you get like 3 signups a day and like, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, and by the way, 2 of them are like Gmail accounts, so they don't even like matter, right? So yeah, you're not like, you just don't have enough data like to go like build your product that way. So yeah, that's like, I don't believe that like someone should have like the whole responsibility of like, let's say, enforcing at the end a data strategy in the company. I think it's something that's part of the culture of the company itself.
I love it. All right. Rex is telling us it's time to end and I need to go call my dad.
Yes. You're a therapist. I don't know. I mean, I think you're old enough to have a therapist instead of a daddy. So.
It's an adult. All right. Thanks for joining us on DataSec Show Shop Talk. We'll catch you on the next one. We'll have some guests coming up for this format. And also, we'd love your feedback. Did you like what we talked about? And do you want to talk about it? Give us questions. Shoot me an email, Eric@datasecshow.com. And we'll catch you on the next one.